Ever wondered why some professionals seem to have an uncanny ability to see what others miss? David Cronfeld's Remarkable offers a fascinating window into this rare talent. As a venture capitalist who rose from humble beginnings as an Israeli immigrant with limited English skills to become a powerhouse in American business, Cronfeld reveals that insightfulness, not connections, luck, or even raw intelligence, was his secret weapon. This book has become required reading at top business schools and a favorite of executives like former Cisco CEO John Chambers, who credits Cronfeld's methodology with helping shape his leadership approach. What makes this book particularly compelling is how it demystifies a skill most assume is purely innate, offering a structured methodology anyone can learn to dramatically improve their decision-making and career trajectory. Insightfulness isn't merely having occasional brilliant ideas. It's the consistent ability to observe situations, evaluate relevant information, and discern the true nature of things. While everyone has access to the same information, truly insightful people notice crucial nuances that hold the key to correct understanding. Cronfeld defines insight as an ability to observe situations, evaluate all relevant information, discern the true nature of things, and attain a perspective that helps reach or influence a correct evaluation and decision in support of a desired outcome. The key distinction is that insightfulness isn't just about being clever, it's about being consistently correct. This definition challenges the common belief that insight is purely intuitive or mystical. Instead, Cronfeld frames it as a disciplined cognitive process that can be developed through practice. He distinguishes between occasional insight and insightfulness, which he defines as the ability to be insightful with a high degree of consistency. This consistency is what transforms a random skill into a reliable talent that others notice and value. Consider how Steve Jobs consistently identified what consumers would want before they knew they wanted it. His insightfulness wasn't magical. It stemmed from his ability to observe human behavior, identify pain points in existing products, and envision solutions that address these issues in elegant ways. Similarly, Warren Buffett's investment success comes from his ability to see value where others don't by thoroughly analyzing companies and understanding their true worth beyond market fluctuations. The good news? While some people naturally possess greater insightfulness, Cronfeld believes everyone can significantly improve this ability through deliberate practice and structured methodology. The difference between someone who occasionally has good ideas and someone known for their insightfulness is primarily the consistency with which they apply proper analytical techniques. Cronfeld offers a systematic approach to developing insightfulness through a four-step methodology. Step 1 involves precisely defining the correct challenge. Most problems are defined imprecisely, leading to multiple interpretations with different implications. When a manager asks you to become the number one competitor in a new market, does this mean sacrificing margins for market share? When told to launch a product as soon as possible, what constraints apply? Clarifying these ambiguities is essential before proceeding. Step 2 requires breaking down the main challenge into directional subcategories that collectively represent all necessary actions. For example, addressing a water shortage might involve I, modifying the existing well, 2, reducing consumption, and 3, finding new sources. Step 3 continues breaking down each subcategory into more specific directions. Finding new water sources could mean A, locating new wells, or B, importing water. Step 4 involves reiterating this process until reaching actionable specificity. Importing water might be done via I, pipeline, 2, camels, or 3, trucks. This methodology resembles how chess grandmasters think several moves ahead, considering multiple branches of possibilities. By systematically exploring all relevant factors and their interrelationships, you develop a comprehensive understanding that leads to superior insights. The resume example Cronfeld provides illustrates this methodology in action. When he graduated from Wharton in 1977, resumes followed a standard format of 2 to 4 densely typed pages. Through insightful analysis of how resumes were actually used, screeners spend only 20-30 seconds per resume, looking primarily for proven brain power and red flags. He redesigned his resume to a single page with strategic visual elements that highlighted his strengths. This innovation led to unprecedented interview opportunities and job offers, demonstrating how insight can create significant competitive advantage. One of Kronfeld's most encouraging messages is that exceptional business success doesn't require genius-level intelligence. While high IQ correlates strongly with academic achievement, business success demands mastery of diverse skill dimensions: interpersonal, communication, motivation, execution, judgment, leadership, character, and more. These skills often prove more valuable than raw intellectual horsepower in the complex world of business operations and strategy. Academic environments present problems with single, provable solutions, while business challenges involve countless shades of gray with solutions differentiated by better or worse and risk/reward trade-offs. The most valuable cognitive skills for business are analytical ability, judgment, and pragmatic conclusion drawing. Business leaders must navigate ambiguity, make decisions with incomplete information, and balance competing stakeholder interests, skills rarely tested in academic settings. This explains why many academic superstars struggle in business, while others with modest academic records excel. The skills that drive business success, particularly insightfulness, can be developed through practice and proper methodology. This development comes through real-world experience, learning from failures, and cultivating pattern recognition across diverse business situations. Consider Richard Branson, who struggled with dyslexia and dropped out of school at 16, yet built the Virgin Group empire through his exceptional ability to identify market opportunities and execute effectively. His success stemmed from strong people skills, risk tolerance, and an uncanny ability to spot consumer pain points. Or Sarah Blakely, who failed the LSAT twice before founding Spanx and becoming the world's youngest self-made female billionaire by solving a problem no one else had addressed effectively. She succeeded through persistence, creative problem-solving, and deep customer understanding rather than academic credentials. Kronfeld's 80-20 rule applies here. Within any group, including subgroups, 20% will demonstrate superior understanding, wisdom, judgment, and insightfulness compared to the other 80%. This distribution of brain power isn't necessarily correlated with success, experience, or impressive resumes. While insightfulness may lead to success, success doesn't guarantee insightfulness, as success can be driven by many factors beyond brain power. These factors include timing, market conditions, network effects, and plain luck. The key insight is that business acumen comes in many forms. Some successful entrepreneurs excel at operational efficiency, others at innovation, and still others at team building or deal making. Howard Schultz built Starbucks through vision and operational excellence, while Steve Jobs succeeded through design intuition and marketing genius. What unites successful business leaders isn't raw intelligence, but rather their ability to leverage their unique strengths while building teams that complement their weaknesses. This democratization of business success potential means that aspiring entrepreneurs should focus less on their academic pedigree and more on developing practical business skills, emotional intelligence, and strategic thinking abilities. Success comes to those who can effectively analyze opportunities, build strong teams, execute consistently, and adapt to changing market conditions. Success results from competing effectively, but understanding how to compete successfully involves subtle nuances that aren't instinctively obvious. To compete successfully, you must have a differentiation that gives you a competitive advantage while avoiding major mistakes. This differentiation must be meaningful and visible to those making decisions about your career advancement. The process requires 3 critical elements: having an opportunity to compete, being noticed, especially for things that matter to decision makers, and avoiding major mistakes. When seeking promotion, understand what those making decisions value most, both primary criteria everyone must meet and secondary factors that create final differentiation. For example, while technical skills might be the primary criteria in an engineering role, leadership potential or cross-functional collaboration abilities often become the differentiating factors for advancement. Kronfeld emphasizes that bad mistakes are more costly than great successes, so avoid them at all costs. A single significant error can overshadow years of solid performance. Common career-limiting mistakes include missing critical deadlines, failing to manage key relationships, or misreading organizational politics. Competing successfully requires shifting focus from simply doing your best to doing better than others in ways that matter to decision makers. This principle applies universally, from job interviews to corporate strategy. In interviews, candidates often focus on demonstrating subject matter expertise when interviewers are actually evaluating other qualities like analytical thinking and cultural fit. For instance, a candidate might emphasize their technical certifications when the interviewer is more interested in their problem-solving approach or ability to work in teams. In business strategy, companies often pursue best practices without identifying unique differentiators that provide competitive advantage. A restaurant might focus on menu quality when their true competitive advantage lies in location or customer service. The insight here is understanding the actual criteria by which success is measured, not the assumed criteria. This requires careful observation and analysis of what truly drives decisions in your specific context. Success comes from identifying the unwritten rules and unstated expectations that influence decision-making. For example, in some organizations, visibility and relationship building might be more crucial for advancement than pure technical excellence. In others, innovation and risk-taking might be more valued than consistent performance. To compete effectively, one must also understand the timing of opportunities. Even exceptional performance won't lead to advancement if there's no opening or if the organization is facing constraints. Strategic patience combined with preparation ensures you're ready when opportunities arise. This might mean taking on additional responsibilities, developing new skills, or building relationships before they're urgently needed. Nothing is more powerful than proving common wisdom wrong. These widely accepted truths often go unchallenged, yet may be partially or completely false. Even when they start as true, circumstances change over time while the wisdom continues to be passed on as fact. This persistence of outdated beliefs creates opportunities for those willing to question established norms and investigate deeper truths. Kronfeld learned this lesson at Booz Allen, where success depended on correctly analyzing marketplace dynamics and competitor strategies. A senior partner advised, "Always check the common wisdoms. You'll be the greatest consultant if you can prove a common wisdom to be wrong." This advice became a cornerstone of Kronfeld's analytical approach, leading him to discover numerous market opportunities that others had overlooked. This approach has powerful applications in business and career development. For example, Kronfeld challenged the conventional wisdom about resume design, which at the time favored lengthy, detailed documents. He created a concise one-page format that emphasized key achievements and measurable results, which became the new standard. This format proved more effective because it aligned with how busy executives actually review applications, demonstrating how questioning established practices can lead to better solutions. Similarly, when starting his venture capital firm, JK&B Capital, he challenged the industry's belief that management was the most critical success factor for startups. While others focused primarily on evaluating leadership teams, he argued that technology architecture, the blueprint determining a product's ability to adapt to market changes, was actually more important. This insight allowed him to position his fund as uniquely technical compared to competitors, raising over $500 million. His thesis was validated when several portfolio companies succeeded despite management changes, primarily due to their strong technological foundations. Other examples of successfully challenging common wisdom include questioning the belief that enterprise software had to be complex and difficult to use, leading to the success of user-friendly solutions. Challenging the assumption that professional services couldn't be standardized, enabling new business models. Disproving the notion that certain markets were too mature for innovation. The lesson? Always question assumptions, especially those so widely accepted that no one bothers to verify them. The greatest breakthroughs often come from challenging what everyone knows to be true. This requires developing a systematic approach to identifying and testing common wisdom, gathering data to support or refute these beliefs, and having the courage to act on findings that contradict established thinking. Success often lies in the gap between what people assume to be true and what careful analysis reveals. By making the questioning of common wisdom a regular practice, leaders can identify unique opportunities and develop innovative solutions that others miss. In business conflicts, we typically ignore how behavioral interactions and feelings affect resolutions, dismissing them as irrational while prioritizing rational logic. Problems arise when one party believes the other is rejecting their position despite fair and valid reasons, leading to upset and intransigence. Kronfeld distinguishes between merely doing your job well, presenting logical solutions, and truly influencing outcomes, ensuring those solutions are implemented. This represents going above and beyond the call of duty, the difference between adequate performance and exceptional achievement. At Booz Allen, Kronfeld learned that their job wasn't just providing excellent analyses and recommendations. Unless clients implemented those recommendations, they provided little value. The firm dedicated an additional third of their effort to increasing implementation probability, resulting in nearly 90% implementation rates compared to competitors' 30 to 40%. The key insight is shifting your mindset from presenting solutions to ensuring successful outcomes. This means understanding others' perspectives, addressing their concerns, and finding ways to align your goals with theirs. Kronfeld illustrates this principle with his daughter Beth's story. She needed permission to use Hit the Road Jack in her high school documentary, a permission the copyright holder had never granted to anyone in 10 years, despite hundreds of requests. Rather than simply pleading for compassion, they analyzed the copyright holder's perspective and identified three key barriers: legal complexity, fear of rights abuse, and administrative inconvenience. By crafting a strategic approach that addressed each concern, Beth secured the permission in just 4 days. This example demonstrates that influencing requires not just conceptual understanding, but correct and complete analysis of the other party's concerns and barriers. By focusing on outcomes rather than just presenting logical arguments, you dramatically increase your effectiveness. In business negotiations, when both sides fail to reach an agreement, both have lost. Many failed negotiations could have been salvaged with proper understanding of two critical nuances. First, lawyers on negotiating teams possess informal veto power that even executives rarely override on legal matters. This creates potential deadlocks because lawyers think differently than business people. They're skilled at language nuance and compromise, while business negotiators often define positions too broadly. Second, negotiators frequently establish unnecessarily wide safety zones around their true non-negotiable points. The key to successful negotiation is understanding the difference between specific sensitive points and these broader safety zones, then finding creative solutions that protect essential interests without compromising what truly matters. Kronfeld illustrates this with a metaphorical story of two armies facing conflict over river access. One army needs water, while the other fears a military advantage. In pedestrian scenarios, war erupts because negotiators stick to broad positions, defend the river at all costs. However, when negotiators dig deeper to understand true needs, water access versus security concerns, creative solutions emerge, supervised water truck access that satisfy both parties' essential requirements. In a real-world example, Kronfeld's venture capital firm nearly walked away from a deal due to a problematic clause giving the parent company co-ownership of all intellectual property. After investigation, they learned the parent company needed rights to only specific technology elements used in their other products. By narrowing the shared ownership to only those specific components rather than all IP, they found a solution that protected both parties' interests. The insight? Successful negotiation requires identifying what truly matters to each party beyond their stated positions. By understanding the underlying interests, you can often find solutions that satisfy everyone's essential needs without requiring either side to compromise on what's truly important. The analytical process has four steps: data collection, analyses, drawing conclusions, and making recommendations. Kronfeld emphasizes that data collection is the foundation for everything that follows, yet it's where compromises most frequently occur. Following the garbage in, garbage out principle from early computing, he stresses that data must meet four criteria: be most relevant, complete, accurate, and organized. Each criterion requires sound thinking and critical judgment. Kronfeld identifies 11 distinct categories of data sources, each with different levels of reliability. Internal elementary raw data and internally aggregated raw data are generally reliable, while external data from private and public sectors should rarely be relied upon without verification. Survey data, focus group data, and informal customer feedback have significant limitations and should be thoroughly checked before use. He illustrates the importance of data quality with the case of Airfone. Despite impressive survey data showing 95% of passengers would use phones on airplanes, the service failed because the surveys didn't ask if passengers would pay $5 per minute. By 2006, Airfone was discontinued due to minimal usage. Only 2 to 3 people per flight used the service, with the expensive system remaining idle over 99% of the time. Kronfeld visualizes the insightfulness process as an inverted pyramid balanced on its tip, where the tip represents the foundation of the analysis, the data. For this pyramid to remain balanced, the data must meet all four essential criteria. Compromising any aspect of the data will inevitably compromise your conclusions, while ensuring data quality dramatically increases your chances of reaching insightful results. To demonstrate how his methodology works in practice, Kronfeld shares a case study of a struggling kitchen appliances company that had declined from $70 million to $30 million in annual sales. The company president attributed their decline to lacking low-end products to compete on price with larger home builders. While planning his analysis, Kronfeld identified two inconsistencies. Why had the company performed well for 5 years before suddenly declining? And if price was truly the issue, why hadn't they lost all their builder customers instead of just seeing reduced purchases? His interviews revealed a critical insight. The company was treating all builders as a single segment when they actually comprised two distinct groups with completely different needs. Large builders prioritized just-in-time delivery above all else, a fatal flaw criterion the client was failing to meet. Meanwhile, smaller custom home builders valued high-end products and warned that introducing lower-end models would destroy the company's premium reputation. Further research identified kitchen remodelers as another promising segment with needs nearly identical to custom home builders. Kronfeld discovered that department store salespeople and service technicians wielded tremendous influence over purchasing decisions. Based on this analysis, Kronfeld recommended reducing focus on tract builders, increasing marketing to custom builders and kitchen remodelers, making department stores a secondary focus, reducing the direct sales force, eliminating third shifts at manufacturing, and creating a new marketing department focused on training programs for salespeople and service people. The president fully supported these findings. When implemented, the strategy resulted in immediate profitability and growth from $30 million back to $70 million within 3 years. This case study illustrates how proper data collection and analysis can reveal insights that completely transform a business. By questioning assumptions, identifying the true nature of market segments, and understanding the actual factors driving purchasing decisions, Kronfeld developed a strategy that addressed the real problems rather than the perceived ones. As Kronfeld concludes his teachings, he emphasizes that achieving insightfulness requires what he calls LIP, logic, insights, perspectives, and pragmatism. Only one of these elements, logic, relates directly to brain power, and even that requires simple reasoning rather than genius-level intelligence. This framework serves as the cornerstone for developing remarkable decision-making abilities. Logic provides the framework for analysis, ensuring conclusions follow from premises without fallacies or contradictions. It involves systematic thinking, such as identifying cause and effect relationships, spotting inconsistencies in arguments, and building sound chains of reasoning. For example, when analyzing a business problem, logic helps separate correlation from causation and prevents emotional biases from clouding judgment. Insights emerge from noticing patterns and connections others miss. This skill develops through active observation and cross-pollination of ideas from different domains. A retail executive might gain valuable insights by studying traffic flow patterns in urban planning, or a marketing manager might find inspiration in behavioral psychology studies. The key is maintaining curiosity and connecting seemingly unrelated dots. Perspectives involve considering multiple viewpoints and understanding how different stakeholders see the same situation. This means actively seeking out diverse opinions, including those that challenge your assumptions. For instance, when launching a new product, considering views from customers, employees, suppliers, and competitors provides a more complete picture than relying on any single perspective. Kronfeld emphasizes that the most valuable insights often come from understanding opposing viewpoints. Pragmatism grounds everything in practical reality, focusing on what works rather than what's theoretically perfect. This means testing ideas in real-world conditions, being willing to adjust strategies based on feedback, and prioritizing executable solutions over elegant but impractical theories. For example, a brilliant marketing strategy that exceeds budget constraints or requires unavailable resources isn't truly insightful. This LIP formula reinforces Kronfeld's central message. Insightfulness isn't an innate talent reserved for geniuses, but a skill anyone can develop through proper methodology and practice. Success stories from various industries demonstrate this. From entrepreneurs who spotted market gaps others missed, to managers who transformed struggling departments by seeing problems differently. The journey to insightfulness begins with a commitment to thorough data collection and rigorous analysis. It requires questioning assumptions, challenging common wisdom, and constantly refining your understanding. Successful practitioners often keep decision journals, document their thought processes, and regularly review past decisions to improve their approach. The rewards of developing insightfulness extend beyond better decisions. They include greater influence in organizations as others begin to seek your perspective, accelerated career advancement as you consistently deliver superior solutions, and improved problem-solving abilities across all aspects of life. Many practitioners report that the LIP approach becomes second nature over time, transforming how they view challenges and opportunities. As you apply these principles in your own life and career, remember that insightfulness isn't about being the smartest person in the room. It's about seeing clearly what others overlook and using that vision to create better outcomes for yourself and those around you. That's the true power of being remarkable. A power accessible to anyone willing to master the LIP formula and practice it consistently.